This is Conor Lennon from UN News. The senior UN official tasked with overseeing a plan of action to ensure that religious sites are safe and that worshippers can observe their rituals in peace has delivered a draft to the Secretary-General, following consultations with governments, religious leaders, faith-based organisations and other relevant stakeholders. Speaking from the German town of Lindau, where he was addressing the 10th World Assembly of Religions for Peace, Mr. Moratinos explained that one of the new elements explored in the draft plan is the role of social media, using as an example the mass shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand in March.
Everybody was absolutely shocked by the way this supremacist killed innocent people and broadcasting it in at the same time. So that cannot be repeated again. So that is going to be one of the main elements. But of course, there are also elements of how we are going to operate. And, you know, this protection of site goes hand by hand. But what the counter-terrorism office of Mr. Boronkov are trying to do, and they have what they call the soft target. And the soft target are, of course, a sport, a stadium, social premises, but also, of course, religious site. And in this soft target, there will be some specific recommendation that has been worked together by our organization, by the UNOAC, but also by the Office of Counterterrorism and of the United Nations. So by hand, we had been working in a specific recommendation on this, let's say, more hard security measures in order to prevent such attacks.
What difference do you hope this plan of action will have?
I think there will be many differences. I mean, the first one is that to create the awareness. You know, we will have information plan for all the world in order that we create the awareness of the importance of religious site. We are going to try to have a mapping of all the religious sites in the world. And then secondly, we will have some specific recommendation, as I've told you, on social networks, and some specific recommendation on how to provide assistance and support to member state in order to take certain measures. We have a list of recommendations, quite a lot, on the prevention era, of course, on the preparedness of the religious leaders. We address the responsibility, of course, of states, governments, but also religious leaders, civil society, media. Everybody has to put their own responsibility and their contribution to really change the situation that has been so negative in the recent years and months.
As you say, you've been hearing a lot of testimony over the last few months, some of it, I'm sure, quite harrowing. How has this affected you personally?
Well, I mean, he really gave me the moral support to really work for a concrete and let's say, positive plan of action. I think today is one of the important days, the 22nd of August. The Polish government decided to get a General Assembly Resolution 7385 that decided to have this 22nd of August, International Day, to remember, you know, the victims of that being killed on the basis of religion or of faith, you know. So we include this day as the day that we all should really have a special, you know, recognition and mobilization in order to stop this kind of atrocities and this kind of behavior. But again, it's not only the religious site, it's also addressed to the worshipper. It's not the buildings we are in, the premises that we are directing our recommendation. It's how we really give, you know, this Article 18 of Human Rights, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, to right to really to practice and to have the right to pray in peace and safety. Today is a day that we should really start work in order to stop this such behavior. I think for the first time we can see, I'm in Lindau in Germany today, participating in the 10th World Assembly of Religious for Peace, and with more than 900 religious leaders, I addressed to them, and here the spirit of Lindau is that for first time religious leaders are ready to work together with political leaders in order to really guarantee and safeguard not only the protection of religious side, but also of human beings that wants to exert their freedom of religion and conscience in peace and harmony.